This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cry me a river. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. All the buzz is over, well, a few things. One, they're still saying, Comey's the reason that Hillary Clinton lost. Fine. Okay. Here's a title I read when I was prepping for the show. Comey says classified emails were forwarded to Anthony Weiner. Here's what I will say to the left. Be careful what you wish for. You want Hillary Clinton out there talking about her? Fine. You want Elizabeth Warren out there talking about all her nonsense? Fine. Be careful what you wish for. That's all I got to say on that. And I'll explain all this as we get further along in the broadcast. These people are incredible. They really are. But Jimmy Kimmel, oh my goodness, my newborn son, he has a heart defect, and thank God for Obamacare, blah, blah, blah. Absolute, utter nonsense. And you should see what the people are saying about this guy. How big of a deal is. Here are some of the titles that were on the thing. The incredible reach of Jimmy Kimmel's emotional monologue about his son. That was Vanity Fair. The health scare. The reason he was absent from his show. Oh my goodness. He missed the show because his son had a heart defect? What a doting dad. Said every other dad that ever would had a kid. Well, what do you think he would do? No, you know what? My son has a heart defect. Mom just gave birth. I think I'll, you know, go on the beach of Saint-Tropez with the crew. You know, the Jimmy Kimmel Show crew. Of course he's going to be with his son. The left overblow, they want so much to have heroes. I'm giving you some headlines. A thinking mom's message for Jimmy Kimmel. And here's one from the Washington Post. The GOP just has no good answer for Jimmy Kimmel. The GOP can't have a good answer. Jimmy Kimmel's son, well, if it weren't for Obamacare, well, how would Lassie have ever told him where to go get little Jimmy from the well? It's ridiculous. Jimmy Kimmel's son, if they claim he has Obamacare, it's a lie. He's got hospitalization that he would have had whether we had Obamacare or not. Unbelievable. Opinion, CNN, Jimmy Kimmel is right on health care. Unbelievable. The Jimmy Kimmel effect by the numbers. Here's another one. Tearful Jimmy Kimmel shares story of newborn son's heart defect and surgery. Here's the Slate magazine. How David Letterman changed Nate Light, late night with a picture of Jimmy Kimmel. And, of course, they're saying Jimmy Kimmel just changed late night. Here's a good one. This one I really like. Stephen Colbert urges viewers to watch Jimmy Kimmel's Monday monologue. Why? They're competitors. But here's Stephen Colbert. I'm putting it all aside because it was such a touching thing. It was amazing what Jimmy Kimmel did. No, it's amazing what Stephen Colbert will do in order to try to save his lagging career. That's what's incredible. In short, I'm not falling for it. I'm not going to give it 1 second of thought because that's what they want us to do. They want us to feel as if something just miraculous happened. And it's funny because one of the other things I saw was that they say Pelosi, how she's kept Obamacare on the radar screen or something like that. That was one of the other things I read. How Pelosi kept Democrats united behind Obamacare. Another Washington Post article. I'm not going to click on it. Unified opposition to nonsense. Let me explain something to the left. If your people are for it, your leaders, you should be against it. It's really that simple. It's amazing to me how antithetical to anything positive the left is. You talk about a wall, and they act as if you're talking about invading Mexico and killing all the citizens. You talk about protecting our borders from the terrorists that are killing us as they come over, migrate in hordes over into this nation, and you would think that we're out chopping Muslims' heads off in Times Square. It's amazing. You talk about policies that encourage business, and they say, no, we need more unions and more deadbeats. What more do we have to tell these people? Let me tell you, folks, getting this message out isn't that difficult. Even third graders understand how this works. I promise you, because I have a fourth grader, and he knew in the first grade how it all worked. And it wasn't because I was beating him up. It's because he's logical. He understands the consequence of not doing something the right way, rushing through, trying to get something done. We rushed through trying to build his little volcano, and he couldn't get it to work. He rushes through things. So what do I tell him? I say, son, why are you in such a hurry? Everything we do, dad, pull up to the car so I can beat you. I'll beat you out. I'll beat you to the door. And I go, and exactly what's that going to accomplish for you? And he's like, nothing, but I'll beat you. Okay, you're getting a trophy, you're getting money, you feel good. What is it going to accomplish that you beat me to the door? When I stop, you jump out of the car, I have to turn the car off, lock it, grab something out, and you beat me to the door. Now, I let him do it, but there comes a point where, I promise you, he will no longer rush. And instead of most kids, and maybe most kids did it, I know I did it, I never complain about it to him. I just try to make him understand it. But let's say I stop doing that at the age of 11 or 12. Maybe he'll stop doing it by the end of his birthday this year. I don't know. But I'm just saying there's got to be a point where it all kind of clicks in, where he goes, okay, this makes no sense to rush. It makes very often does it not make sense to rush. I mean, unless you're running a race. If you're Usain Bolt, it makes sense to rush. Then you can have a sense of urgency. If you're just living life, it's generally better to pace yourself. Anyway, lots going on, lots going on. And, you know, the thing that bothers me is that I'm still looking for something to get our collective message out. So I'll use the NRA. The NRA is all about their guns and, Second Amendment. And they've got 4+ million people, and all they're about are guns and the Second Amendment. The NRA, and I'm not telling you, it's not their, it's not something to put on their shoulders and say, you should also help build a movement that's around everything. No, it's a responsibility of us as conservatives to find a movement that encompasses everything, but then lets people find their cause. So maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. I also want to parse this conversation that Bill Maher was having with on CNN or something. No, well, I don't know where it was, but it truly was a study in liberalism and the sick nature of that disease that doesn't even know what it wants to be.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Selfish, folks. That's what one word description you can use for liberals anytime you want. Selfish. If you want to hyphenate it, self-indulgent. That's what liberals are. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't mind telling them about themselves. You know why? Because I'm doing them a favor. You ever done somebody a favor? Do I look good in this? Heck to the no. You don't. Take it off. Muffin top, take it off. You know, I mean, seriously? Do people favors. Tell them they got a booger hanging out of their nose. Tell them they got that crusty wake-up stuff in the middle, in their eye, you know, in the corner of their eye. Don't let them walk around looking silly. Tell them they got a big piece of broccoli stuck in their teeth before they go to the photographer or whatever, or they go meet people, a client. Give them some dental floss. Give them a hint. It is your responsibility. You know what we've done? We've shirked our responsibilities. And so we live in a world now that's crazy. It's upside down. And you're wondering, I don't understand why people think that way. Why do black people vote for Democrats? Why do liberals always support the people that hate them? Whatever. You're looking at the world going, you know, what prism could you look through and possibly look at liberalism and go, that's really the great solution to everything? I mean, where does this come from? Either you've trained people to be so stupid. What's that show I watched? I watched some TV show where they would take out the people who would think for themselves, and they would ultimately kill them. I forget the name of it. They called them, I can't remember. But everybody else fit into nice and neat boxes, and they could predict their personalities. Everybody, the very rare ones that didn't, they would peel them out, and they had tests for them, and they would kill them. And let me tell you, Hollywood didn't come up with this notion on its own. What was the name of that stupid show? I can see the girl in it. But it was, you know, it's funny. I'm watching this show, and it's entertaining because you're going, ooh, I would be one of the free thinkers. Yeah, that would be me. I'd be with this rogue group of ragtag people that are going to go save the world. Yeah, you better hope that. But what the show was really telling you is exactly the way the system works. It does not want people who thinks for themselves. God, I almost had the name of the group that the girl was with. So that's what they don't want you thinking for yourself. They want you to believe that Donald Trump is bad, ergo everybody riot. They want you to believe that everybody is rioting. They want you to believe that everybody hates Donald Trump. They want you to believe that everybody loves Hillary Clinton. They want you to believe that everybody loves what's going on with Congress, with Obamacare. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you this is to the day I die. The majority of Americans hate Obamacare, and I'll make you a bet. You take away that subsidy, that so-called subsidy for health care, you couldn't get 10% of the people that want this albatross. But they sell it like it's amazing, like they're giving out popsicles. Here, come get your popsicle, everybody. Yeah, come get your cyanide-laced popsicle. Or at the very least, it's going to put you to sleep so they can hit you upside the head in the middle of the night and tell your folks, oh, no, no, it was an accident. He died of an accident. That's what they want for you. Anyway, there was a Muslim, well, there was a terror attack in Boston. And the reason why I did that, why I said there was a Muslim terror, is because when you heard about this story of somebody driving an SUV through a group of pedestrians, unless you were born on the planet Plutar or something in the Galaxian solar system, you immediately thought, oh, man, could be Muslims. Was it a terror attack in Boston? We couldn't say that at first. We couldn't say, sure, it was or it wasn't. What we do know is that Muslim terrorists do have a new weapon. And as we've learned in multiple cities around the world, folks, Muslims will use airplanes, large trucks, other vehicles to wreak havoc on unsuspecting shoppers, revelers, or any unaware infidels that may happen to be in the area. But luckily, this attack that happened in Boston may very well have just been a complete mistake. Fox News reports three people were killed and several injured when a Jeep sped through a crowded auto auction in a small Massachusetts town. The crash happened around 10:30 at Linway Auto Auction in Billerica. I don't know how you say that. Billerica? I'm sure it's got some kind of funky way to say it that I don't know. 20 miles northwest of Boston. Marion Ryan, Middlesex County District Attorney, said, one man, two women were killed when the vehicle suddenly accelerated and struck numerous people before crashing into a cinder block. Ryan told reporters that 10 people were injured, two with life-threatening injuries. So my question to you is very simple. Why does our mind go there? And, of course, it's a rhetorical question because we know why it goes there. And what's interesting about the reporting of this, and it turns out that I didn't read the whole story and look through all the different news outlets. I have to move too fast. But here's what I heard. It was an elderly man, and the accelerator stuck on the truck. Now, I don't know how old he was. I don't know what kind of truck. I see recall in the future of something. I see lawsuits. I see lots of stuff. But I'll tell you this, when I first heard the story, and many of you, when you first heard it, probably thought, well, it very well could be one of these Muslim terror attacks. And don't feel bad about that. Don't feel bad. See, I wrote of the truck attack in Berlin when they didn't give us all the facts. And they called it a truck attack. I'm not exaggerating this. The headline said, truck attack in Berlin at the whatever, some market. And here's what I wrote. Just when we all thought it was safe to shop freely at festive open-air markets for Christmas, we find out that Christians are targeted. By now, you've heard of the attack on shoppers in Berlin who had their holiday spirit interrupted by another fundamentalist truck that went on a killing rampage. No one knows how or when the truck became radicalized. Was it during manufacturing or at the distribution point? Did the truck act alone, or was it part of a truck convoy trained at a rogue extremist chop shop? What we do know about this act of terror by the truck is it had nothing to do with the trucking industry. In fact, the Teamsters have issued a stern warning to its members, do not engage in truckophobia, by linking this attack to other peaceful and moderate fleets of trucks. Sound ridiculous? Not if you learned of the Islamist attack that took place at the Christmas market in Berlin, Germany on December the 19th of 2016. The headline read, witness describes horrifying scene after truck crashes in the Berlin market. You get what I'm saying, folks? After the whole thing shook out with San Bernardino, from the moment it happened, I told everybody, I said, it's Muslims. They had witnesses who had described the people, and not a single reporter would say who it was. It was someone, well, he had a very thick beard. He looked like he was from Middle Eastern of descent, and blah, blah, blah. And he said, Allahu Akbar, but I could not hear it clearly. And an unknown gunman seems to, nobody gave a single description. And I mean, it was three witnesses on top of witnesses. They police shot at the truck, this, that, and the other. Enough information for you to at least say, well, be on the lookout for a person that looks like this. For the matter of public safety, you think they would have said something, right? Not a thing. Not a thing. That's when you know. So this story breaks. And originally, I didn't get a chance to read it. One of my researchers sent it, and I went, ooh, was it a Muslim attack? Went to read it, and because that was my first thought. Truck rams into a bunch of people and kills them. Oh, shoot. Not good. Anyway, we feel for the folks that died, and if it is this old man that did it, I know he's got a lot to deal with as well. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continued to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on, buddy. All, let's say, cow poo-poo aside, there is zero chance we'll be seeing you being sworn in on the Capitol steps with your hand on a giant golden Bible.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So Stephen Colbert, he's to me, he's a character of himself. And it's funny, when I first watched the Colbert Report, I enjoyed the show. I really did. I was a fan. And I even liked him because I felt like even in his satire of a conservative who, I mean, he's a liberal playing a conservative, he still got to the truth and sort of made, in a funny way, he actually sort of validated our position. So, but towards the end of his stint on the Colbert Report, he started to get a little, he showed his cynical side. And anyway, so he ends up going over to regular TV, network TV, off of cable, off of Comedy Central London, regular TV. And he effectively moved from a successful comedy show where he played this pseudo-conservative kind of badly, but you could still see some redemption. There was some redemption there. And into the big leagues, if you will. And I'll be honest with you. The comedians that are now part of the late night talk show circuit to me are a joke. When Craig Ferguson left, he was actually funny. Now, I don't know whether Craig Ferguson is a liberal or conservative, and my suspicion is he's a conservative who, closeted conservative who will do, you know, things to pander to the audience in order to get ahead. Jimmy Kimmel, who used to be a, at least right-leaning moderate, as far as I'm concerned, has gone left because you can't stay in Hollywood. You can't survive in Hollywood unless you do. And if you get sucked into the money, you got nowhere to go. Where can you go and make $20 million a year? I mean, just aren't that many jobs out there for that. So you're going to succumb at some point. And I don't know whether Kimmel has or he hasn't. I know this whole crying or this heartfelt plea over Obamacare was a joke to me, because I was like, oh, really? So Jimmy Kimmel says his newborn son, you know, whatever, his new kid that he's about to have or maybe just had, his wife just had, oh, he's concerned about the child's health care. Really? A guy making $20 million a year worrying about Obamacare? Said nobody ever. This guy is so far removed from Obamacare, it's ridiculous. And I can tell you firsthand, I was at the doctor's office with my son because he got bit by a tick. And we wanted to make sure he didn't have Lyme disease. And I would have paid money to move up in line. That's how much I was ready to get out of there. And the humanity that I watched coming through this place was also something to behold. So all I can say, folks, is you're never going to have this one-size-fits-all healthcare anymore. You're going to have a one-size-fits-all schooling anymore. You're going to have one-size-fits-all policing or one-size-fits-all grocery stores or whatever else. When do we adjust to this in society? Anyway, back to Colbert. So this guy, as I said, moves from Comedy Central to regular TV. He can't even make it out of double-A ball. His ratings stink, and I'll get to that in a second. And so the only thing, the only place that Colbert can win is when he's talking about Donald Trump, mostly when he's trying to bash Donald Trump. That's the time when Colbert can win. And I think it's professional jealousy of sorts because he said, and I played the clip earlier, Donald Trump, you're never going to be president. What are you doing? Why are you joking about this? And after eating that kind of crow, you would think that Colbert would go, you know what? I owe this guy an apology. I should have him on the show. We should have a real conversation about this. Seth Meyers, another comedic hack. I'll never have Donald Trump on my show. Fine. You think the president of the United States cares to come on your stinky little show? He's got better things to do. They act as if, again, they want to feel relevant. I won't have him on my show. He can't be here. Okay, so the 15 people that watch your show at night, Seth, you know, congratulations. If it weren't for these mega billionaires and these corporate fat cats keeping these shows on the air, they would crash and burn, every single one of them. Anyway, Colbert, all of them, even when that guy Seth is talking about Trump, it helps his ratings. But when he said, I'll never have Trump on my show, that was the only clip, God is my witness, the only clip I've ever seen of Seth Meyers' show was when somebody sent it to me and says, look at this moron, saying he'd never have Trump on his show. Wow. That's how he gets me to pay attention. Because other than that, he might as well be the next taxi driver I ride with in New York City. So, when we're analyzing, why is it that there's this vitriol? You understand why. These people got their butts kicked. They thought that Hillary Clinton or anybody that was not Donald Trump would be president. And so, it wasn't so. It completely upended their sensibilities. And as far as these guys go, I'm talking about the late night TV guys, they see the ratings. They know what happens. Because I would ask Colbert, has Donald Trump beaten any protesters in Berkeley or anywhere else? Did he behead somebody in Town Square, or Times Square, I should say, or did he maybe stone a woman just for shiggles? Does Trump kill innocent black babies on the operating table and then sell their body parts to buy more luxury cars? No, none of these things does he do, but these are all things that leftists either condone or do themselves. And then they wholly ignore him. They won't even pay attention to him after the fact. Did Donald Trump hide a server in his bathroom? Did Donald Trump lead four people to die in Benghazi? Did Donald Trump run guns into Mexico? Did Donald Trump penalize a group of people using the IRS? Did Donald Trump leave veterans to die on waiting lists? No, he's done none of that. You know what Donald Trump's done? He's done nothing except live up to his promises in his campaign, wide out in the open. And they're mad because they say he flip-flops. Because these are people that don't understand business. He flip-flops. But Trump sat down with John Dickerson of CBS. He does an interview. It aired on Sunday. And Trump ended the interview abruptly when Dickerson kept asking about the claims that Trump said he got wiretapped. Now, to any reasonable person, we understand Donald Trump was wiretapped. He was surveilled by the Obama administration. It's been pretty much admitted. Unlike global climate change, this is settled science. We know Donald Trump was looked at through, and so were some of his people. But they act as if we're promoting some sort of big bad conspiracy theory when all we're doing is saying, look, we know this to be true. So, Dickerson Preston. But I'm asking you, why can't you answer? I can't answer because I've already answered it three times. I was surveilled, period. So Trump says, that's enough. And then Colbert, you know, gets after a man who is, I mean, I'm shocked he even gave the dude an interview, but he did it. And then Colbert thinks he's got to come in and protect Dickerson because it was rude of Donald Trump to do that. Here's what Colbert says. He called it disrespectful and insulting. John Dickerson is a fair-minded journalist and one of the most competent people who will ever walk into your office, and you treat him like that? That's what Colbert asked on his show. He says, John Dickerson has way too much dignity to trade insults with the President of the United States to his face. But I, sir, am no John Dickerson. When you insult one member of the CBS family, you insult us all. That is, talk about a comedic hack looking for an ally. Somebody get the paddles. Stephen Colbert's career is dying. Unbelievable. Seriously? I'm coming to the defense of John Dickerson. He's a stand-up guy. Man, you know Colbert's got the desk closest to the door, because there's no reason to do this. There's no reason to get into this much, you know, painstaking, oh my gosh, you know, Donald Trump, you mean-spirited guy. Are you really? So then he does his little tirade. Do we have time for the clip? Let's play the clip.
Mr. Trump, your presidency, I love your presidency. I call it disgrace the nation. You're not the POTUS. You're the bloatus. You're the glutton with the button. You're a regular gorge Washington. You're the president, but you're turning into a real pricktator. Sir, you attract more skinheads than free Rogaine. You have more people marching against you than cancer. You talk like a sign language gorilla who got hit in the head. In fact, the only thing your mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's holster. Your presidential library. Your presidential library is going to be a kid's menu and a couple of Jugs magazines. The only thing smaller than your hands is your tax returns. And you can take that any way you want.
Was that not the most childish drivel you've heard on late night? I mean, it's funny. If you watch it, it's almost like he's trying to deliver it in this sort of, I don't know, comedic fashion, but it falls flat. And I got to tell you, I see why the guy gets no ratings. What a talentless hack.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Your speaking ability is really thrilling.
Well, thank you very much, Chris Matthews. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I'm the author of Race Pimping. You can get my book at racepimping.com. I'm also a Fox News contributor for the satellites that are picking us up, the affiliates of satellites, the affiliates that are picking us up. They could be called satellites, but you know what I mean, that are on part of the GCN network. We welcome you. We hope that you are enjoying the program. If you feel the need, by all means, contact us and give us, I mean, just 8584, I'll get the number right here in a second, 844-551. 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. Or you can go to KJ Radio, the contact form, send us a note. It'll get to me eventually, and somebody from my staff, probably me, will contact you back. And I hope you get in the game. I hope you want to be a part of this. Chris Matthews was not being complimentary to me, even though I do have amazing speaking ability, and I speak all over the country, not as much as I'd like, because there are these dastardly black people that are speaking all the time, like Alan West and Star Parker and Ben Carson and others, and I'm about to send out Ghoulie, what's his name, Ghoulie, to hit him in the knees. I'm just kidding. But they do speak a lot. I'd love to get out more. I'm busy. Most of them do not do a three-hour-a-day radio show 5 days a week like I do, which requires a lot of time and energy and prep. But in any case, I'm happy that they are doing their part, but I want to do more. And we would love to get out there and do that. But in the meantime, you're going to hear about the $400,000 speeches of Barack Obama and the speeches of Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton and others, because the left is going to bombard you with them. They want you to believe that these people are relevant. They're wanted. The reason why they can speak for this kind of money is because they deserve it. Mark Cuban said of Barack Obama's speeches, he should charge more. That's what Mark Cuban said. Yeah, Mark Cuban won't admit that Donald Trump has done a good job if you put a gun to his head. Or that may be the only way you get him to do it, when he has to think about, oh my goodness, I'd leave all my billions here and wouldn't be able to be on Shark Tank or something. But I want you to hear the rest of the conversation that Chris Matthews had with Elizabeth Warren. Man, these people are incredible. Here we go.
Well, I'm kind of have it planned, and I want to go with this now. Your speaking ability is really thrilling. You have a mastery. No, when you're making your point, this is not a comedy act when you're doing it. It's damn good political salesmanship. It's rhetoric of the best political kind. You get your audience riled up. You get them roused up. They're happy. As Mario Cuomo used to be able to do this, you leave people upbeat about what they can get done at the end of the speech. It's not eating spinach. It's not the Stations of the Cross. When they're done with you, they're happy. They go out and fight. All right? That's a good thing. And I hope you're smiling, because very few people have this talent. I watched Hillary watch you. I know you couldn't see it out of the corner of your eye. Hillary was relieved and thrilled that you could sell the progressive message in a happy, progressive, hopeful way. It doesn't have to be just spinach eating and we got to do this. It isn't all grinding it out. It's joyous self-rule. And you seem to know how to do it. So tell me how you sell that to your other progressives out there, so it doesn't have to be too academic and too miserable.
Chris, you're very generous to put it that way, but I want to be clear. I don't sell anything. I just go out and speak from the heart. You know, for me, all of this is personal. And nasty women have really had it with guys like you. Nasty women are smart, and nasty women vote. And on November 8th, we nasty women are going to march our nasty feet to cast our nasty votes to get you out of our lives forever.
There you have it, everybody. Do you think I'm a nasty girl? To meet you. The nasty girl spoke, and the nasty girl's lost. What's funny to me is that Chris Matthews, he comes out and he talks about Elizabeth Warren as if she's just amazed. I'm amazed at you. You're amazing. Look at your ability to speak. And it's funny because she could have run against Hillary Clinton. She didn't. Outside of the so-called progressive movement, nobody cares about Elizabeth Warren. They know her for exactly who she is. She's a total fake and a total fraud. But it's funny to watch these guys swoon all over him. And Bill Maher, of all people, I mean, I have very little respect for the man. I just respect that he's a human being and he's redeemable by God. But other than that, I don't have much respect for him. But I will say this. He said they better not put all this effort into Nasty Girl. Elizabeth Warren is not going to be the savior of the Democrats. And they seem to really want to believe that she's the one. And she's not. Look, it was funny because people made me bets. They said, Kevin, what do you think? Is Elizabeth Warren going to run? I said, Elizabeth Warren will not run for president. I told people that. I'll make you another bet. Elizabeth Warren will not run for president in 2020. She won't. She knows her vulnerabilities. And by the time 2020 rolls around, they're going to be hard-pressed to find anybody that truly wants to face off with Donald Trump because they won't control the government. They won't have control of the apparatus that allows them to cheat to the degree that they did. They don't have control of the media any longer. They don't have a budget that says, make everything look great about Trump. And let me tell you what's going to happen leading up to 2018, for those of you who are interested. Are you interested? You want to hear? Donald Trump's going to continue to get better and improve what he knows about government, what strings he can pull where. And he's going to find out that Barack Obama had a whole marketing engine that did nothing but make everything look good. And Donald Trump's going to say, let's spin that marketing engine. Let's make Obamacare what it was. Let's showcase the bad stuff. Let's pull the curtain back on everything Obama did, everything Hillary did, and let people know what's up. And then let's spin it again and let's start talking about the positive aspects of what we do. And when he takes that big fat budget that Obama was spending, that apparently we as taxpayers are willing to pay, I don't know how they do it, but when he takes that budget and he applies it towards everything that he's doing, the left is going to be in serious trouble. Serious trouble. If the best the left can do is use Elizabeth Warren with these old retreads of all the things that supposed progressivism stands for, good luck with that, because it's nothing but talk. Real jobs matter. Dealing with people's real issues, solving the problems of the VA, getting the EPA and OSHA and the IRS out of the everyday lexicon of Americans is a good thing. It's also out of the everyday lexicon of business is a good thing. Inspiring people to do more, bringing money in that's going to revitalize the economy, not in fake ways, in printing up money, but in actually doing things, keeping a cap on the debt, establishing the actual budget, pardon me, that Donald Trump wants to establish. That's a big deal. These are things that the public wants to see. And finally, they're getting it. I want to play a few more Elizabeth Warren clips just to put her in perspective for you. You got those ready?
Racism and bigotry. He's got as his strategic advisor a person who's a white supremacist. And he's
There's no evidence he's a white supremacist. I mean, he obviously, there's, people from who are white supremacists who support Donald Trump and who support, like, Breitbart or Steve Bannon, but...
Come on. Steve Bannon has certainly associated himself with white supremacists. Will you go that far?
I mean, I don't know that you can say, though, he's a white supremacist.
He has associated himself with white supremacists. Is that close enough?
I play these things because I want to put it in perspective what Matthews had to say about Warren. Your message is so clear. It resonates. It's amazing. People love you. Yeah. And she's begging Anderson Cooper for a lifeline. Then Steve Bannon, he associates with racists, doesn't he? No, I can't go that far. He thought about racism one time, didn't he? I mean, after all, I was an Indian. I drove by a reservation once. These are the people they make their heroes, folks. These are the people they want you to believe are just the best. That's their best and brightest. And I would pick different folks. I would. Recall this. Anthony Weiner was a rising star in the Democrat Party. When Anthony Weiner hit the scene, I looked at Anthony Weiner and said, why would anyone want this guy? He doesn't look good on TV. He's very boisterous. He's argumentative over nothing. Why do they want him? Those are their heroes. We have the most amazing opportunity in a long time.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.